You are listening to ebuzz.com. Muhammad Rasulullah alayhi salatullah.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا، صدق الله العظيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. درود شریف علیه وسلم تسلیما. Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home, Hazrat Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala an, he became the Khalifa after the Shahadat of Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu ta'ala an. He succeeded his father. Hazrat Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala an was a young man who was beloved to all of the companions of Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Anyone who saw him fell in love with him. Hassan and Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, both the grandchildren of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The relationship with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is also very unique. Scholars have mentioned that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam would make frequent visits to the house of Bibi Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha only to meet up with his grandchildren, to meet Hassan and Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. And they would also get very excited when they would see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Scholars have mentioned when they would see Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam very often would actually hide them in his long cloak that he would put on. And so on one side Hazrat Hassan would hide himself, and on the other side Hazrat Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala an would hide himself. And they would actually say that, who is inside the cloak, who is it? And on one side Hazrat Hassan would come out, and on the other side Hazrat Hussein would come out. And this comes from the greatest Nabi, Sayyidul Awwaleen wal Akhireen. Subhanallah, what a great teacher. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has taught this ummah how to be a father and how to be also a grandfather. When he would perform his salah, many a times, if he was in sujood, Hazrat Hassan would climb onto the back of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam and would actually fold his hands around the auspicious neck of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam would remain in sajda for a long period of time until they themselves would be content. And then thereafter Allah's Nabi would stand up from sajda. When he would be in qiyam, of course the qiyam of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was very long. What they would do is they would actually walk under, beneath the legs of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam would never stop them. Subhanallah al-Azim. Perhaps the very few who had the honor to play with the beard of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And they would often play with the beard of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Allah's Nabi would actually put the beard forward and they would touch the beard. That is the grandfather. Subhanallah al-Azim. And they could touch the beard and nobody would say anything to them. This was the relationship. This was the maqam of Hassanain radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. Scholars have even mentioned that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, on one occasion, when Hazrat Hassan was a baby, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam lifted him up and he opened his mouth and he put his auspicious tongue into the mouth of Hazrat Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala an, so that the barakat of a Nabi enters the body of Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala an. Imagine, for the saliva of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, subhanallah, to be in one's body. And so Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam would put his saliva into the newborn children of Medina Munawwara for barakat. And so imagine what he would do for his own grandchildren. This is the maqam of Sayyidina Hassan and Sayyidina Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala an, famously known. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, Rayhanaya fil Jannah, that Hassan and Hussein, both of them are my flowers of Jannah. Both of them are my flowers of Jannah. Subhanallah. On one occasion, after Isha Salah, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as he was coming out from the masjid, and the masjid was empty, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam could hear some footsteps behind him. And so Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Who is that?" And the Sahabi behind responded and he said, "It is Huzaifa, Ya Rasulullah." Huzaifa. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he recognized the voice of Huzaifa, it was dark. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him, "May Allah forgive you and may Allah forgive your mother." A dua. May Allah forgive you and may Allah forgive your mother. And then he said to Hazrat Huzaifa radiyallahu ta'ala an, "Just before you came, an angel descended from the heavens giving me glad tidings about my family. And he said to me that Allah has made your daughter the queen for the women in Jannah." Bibi Fatima. Allah has made Bibi Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha the queen for the women in Jannah. And Allah has made Hassan and Hussein the leaders of the youth in Jannah. We often hear the famous hadith, "Wal Hassan wal Hussein Sayyida Shababi Ahlil Jannah. Sayyida Shababi Ahlil Jannah." That they are the leaders of the youth in Jannah. Subhanallah. This is the basharat, the glad tidings given to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam loved Hassan and Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala an. At times he would be delivering a khutbah or a bayan on the mimbar. He would be sitting. In one narration it is said that once Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was sitting on the pulpit giving a bayan, a lecture. All of the companions were in the masjid. And the two brothers Hassan and Hussein come into the masjid. Beautifully dressed, mashallah, very young. Remember, when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam passed away, Hazrat Hassan was only about 8 years of age. Hazrat Hassan was only about 8 years of age. So when they came to the masjid, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whilst giving a bayan, he stopped and he said, "Wait." And he came down from the pulpit and he went to Hazrat Hassan and Hussein and he picked both of them up. Subhanallah. And he put them in front of him. And then he continued in his khutbah and he would look at Hassan and Hussein. Subhanallah. This was the love that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had given to his grandchildren, to his children, subhanallah, to the companions, to his companions. This is the maqam and status of Hazrat Hassan and Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala an. In one riwayat, It comes, and the narrator is Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, that once Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was returning back from the souq of Qaynuqah, and as he was returning, he decided to go and visit Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala an. And so when he got to the hujra of Bibi Fatima, the two grandchildren were not there. So he said to the daughter, "Where is Hassan and Hussein?" And she said, "Ya Rasulullah, when they find out that you are here, they'll come to you immediately." And as she was speaking, it is said that from a distance, Hazrat Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an were running, and they came in front of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once again very quickly picked both of them up, and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a special dua. Now you see, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not only did he show love to his children, his grandchildren, but he would also make dua for them. And he made dua and he said, "Ya Allah, the two are most beloved to me. The two are most beloved to me. Let the two be most beloved to you also." Allahu Akbar. A request. "Ya Allah, the two are most beloved to me. Let the two be the most beloved to you." And then thereafter, what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says is that, "Ya Allah, and let that person also be most beloved to you who loves Hassan and Hussein." Allahu Akbar. "Let that person be also beloved to you who loves Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhuma." We pray and take advantage of this hadith, and we say to Allah that we are in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we dearly love the Ahlul Bayt and the family of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Hazrat Hassan, Hazrat Hussein, all of the children, the daughters of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And inshaAllah ta'ala, we hope that we also become the beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this was the connection that Hassanan had with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Their status and their maqam was ajeeb, unique. Subhanallah al-Azim. And therefore, everyone loved Hazrat Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. Anyone who saw the young Hassan and Hussein, they would stop and talk to them and would make them sit by them. And the ladies would also talk to Hazrat Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. They were the favorite of all in Medina Munawwara. Subhanallah al-Azim. As for Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, during his khilafat, when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had passed away, once he came out from the masjid, and it was Asr Salah. After Asr he came out, and he saw Hazrat Hassan. Very quickly he ran at Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an, and he picked up Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an, and he looked at Hazrat Hassan, and he said, "What a handsome boy. Wallah, the features that you have are the features of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who says you're the son of Ali? Who says you're the son of Ali?" As somebody would say, "Are you sure he's your father? Are you sure he's your father? You're so handsome. Who says you're the father? Who says your father is Ali?" And so this is what he started saying. "Look at you, you're so handsome. Your features resemble the features of the most handsome." Who was more handsome than Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And he said, "You look like Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." And he would kiss Hazrat Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. And it is said that Hazrat Ali was there. Hazrat Ali was there. And he looked at Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq and he started smiling at him. And this was the love that the Ahlul Bayt had, the Banu Hashim had, subhanAllah, with all of the companions, and the companions also with the Ahlul Bayt of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As for the Khilafat of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, despite the fact that Hazrat Umar was very scrupulous when it came to the Muslim treasury, he would not allow one dirham, subhanAllah, that would go to someone and he was not perhaps the recipient of that one dirham. He would make sure that only the people who were rightly in that position to have money, dirham and dinar, they would be afforded a stipend from Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. But as for Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Umar would give him every month 5,000 dirhams. Every month 5,000 dirhams. Despite the fact that he was very young. And it was only for the kibare sahaba, the senior sahaba-e-kiram ajma'in. But Hazrat Umar allocated that amount for Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala, who was still very young. And the same continued even with Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. In fact, when it was the khilafat of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Hassan and Hussein were two young, strong, subhanallah, very strong individual adults in their youth. Very brave, very powerful individuals. That is why Hazrat Ali himself had appointed Hazrat Hassan to be the personal bodyguard to who? To Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. Remember that when the rebels came from Kufa and they laid a siege at the house of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala, who was the man who guarded the front door? Who was it? Hazrat Uthman is from the Banu Umayyah. And Hazrat Hassan is from the Banu Hashim. Who was guarding the door? Subhanallah. Does this make sense to the Shia sect? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Who defame the character, subhanallah, and the sincerity of Sahaba-e Kiram ajma'in. Hazrat Hassan is at the door of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. And nobody could pass Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an when he was the guard there. That no one will touch Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala, who was the Khalifa at that time. It was only when the rebels came from the back, from the rooftop, and they entered into the house of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an, it was only then they had access to Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. And when news was given to Hazrat Ali that Hazrat Uthman was murdered, Aliyazu Billah, subhanallah, Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti has mentioned in his kitab, Tarikhul Khulafa, that he called Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an, and in anger, the father slapped Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala. And he said, I gave you the duty, I made you responsible to guard Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an, and what happened. And in anger, the father hit and slapped Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an. This was the love that the family members of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had for all of the companions, and the companions had for the family members of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And so we have to be careful. Perhaps the most monumental virtue for Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an are the words of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, where he says that inna ibni hadha sayyidun, that this my son is a great leader. Who said that? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That this my son is a great leader. Why is he a great leader? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had explained that my son Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an will once again unite the ummah. He will unite the two Muslim groups, the people of Iraq on one side and the Syrians on one side. And it will be Hazrat Hassan, subhanallah, and his intellect and his understanding and his decisions that will unite the entire ummah. All of the civil wars that had taken place, the battle of Jamal, the battle of Siffin, Allahu Akbar, the Sabai sect, the Khawarij, that instigated all the wars and disunity amongst the Muslims, the difficulty that the Muslims were going through immediately after the shahadat of Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala an, and the shahadat of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an knew exactly what to do. Within 5.5 months to 6 months, he understood and he knew that his decision is the most appropriate, that he must revoke his position as a Khalifa and give his bay'ah to Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala, who of course was a man who was senior and most capable at that time, especially the difficulty that Hazrat Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala was going through with the Iraqi people. And so immediately what Hazrat Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala did is that he said to the people that Khalifa will only be one individual who is Amir Muawiyah. And not only did he meet up with Hazrat Amir Muawiyah, he actually put his hands forward to Hazrat Amir Muawiyah and did his bay'ah. Hazrat Hassan did bay'ah to Hazrat Amir Muawiyah, and also Hazrat Hussein. Even Hazrat Hussein did bay'ah to the hands of Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala. This was Hazrat Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala. A man who had a lot of love and affection for all of the Muslimin in the Islamic Khilafat. This was his mizaj, his character, his nature. He did not want to shed blood in the city of Medina or even outside of Medina Munawwara. And he knew that unity will only come when people take one individual, Hazrat Amir Muawiyah, as the Khalifa. And therefore he revoked his position and he said, I am no longer your Khalifa. In fact, after Khilafat was given to Hazrat Amir Muawiyah, he went back to the Iraqi people and said to them that I am very happy today to rid myself from amongst you for the betrayal you have done to my father and the betrayal that you people have committed to my family, as in Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an himself. Remember I said in the last session, they actually stabbed Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala. So this was very difficult for Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala. And so now Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala becomes the Khalifa. On one occasion, Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala was doing tawaf. And whilst doing tawaf, a man came. And he said, Hazrat, I am in a lot of pain, a lot of difficulty. And he whispered into the ears of Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala whilst doing tawaf. Immediately Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala left the mataf, the circuit of tawaf, and he went with this individual. After a few hours he came back. Now some of the people that were waiting for Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala, they said to him, Hazrat, how is it that you break your tawaf, even if it means to go and assist someone or to help someone? Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala said that I have heard from my grandfather, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, saying, if a man alleviates the difficulty and the burden from his Muslim brother, the reward given to him is equivalent to one Hajj and one Umrah. And so I have already received the thawab, the reward of one Hajj and one Umrah, and I return back to complete my tawaf. Subhanallah. This was the khulq. This was the character of Hazrat Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala an. Allahu Akbar Kabira. And you'll see a lot of propaganda, unfortunately, my respected brothers, that when Khilafat was given to Hazrat Amir Muawiyah, Hazrat Amir Muawiyah did not respect the Ahle Bayt, and he would hold a grudge against the family, especially Hazrat Hassan and Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala an. What was there a need for him to do this when Hazrat Hassan himself comes and says that you are the Khalifa? Again, what you see is just filth that is written by historians who don't fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or people who hold a very prejudicial view, and especially people who are from the Sabai sect or the Khawariji sect, and people who are known as the Shia amongst us today. And so you will see that they will never ever praise the Banu Umayyah. Now, Banu Umayyah is actually the family of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala and Hazrat Amir Muawiyah. So you have two tribes here. Realistically, the two tribes are related to one another and they have one common father in their ancestry. One common father. So for example, if you look at the man Abd Munaf, he is also from the line of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abd Munaf had two sons. One was Hashim and one was Abdul Shams. One is Abd Munaf. He is the father of both the tribes, the Banu Hashim and also the Banu Umayyah. So Abd Munaf had two children. One was Hashim and the other one was Abdush Shams. And Abdush Shams had a son whose name was Umayyah. So all of his children were known as the tribe of Umayyah, the children of Umayyah. And so Hazrat Uthman, Hazrat Amir Muawiyah and Marwan ibn Hakam were the great grandchildren of Umayyah. They were the great grandchildren of Umayyah. As for the other line, the line of Hashim, that line is the Banu Hashim, the family of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Hashim had a son whose name was Abdul Muttalib. Abdul Muttalib had a son whose name was Abu Talib. And Abu Talib had a son whose name was Ali. And Ali had a son whose name was Hassan and Hussein. And so, if you have a look at the tribes, they are all related with one father whose name is Abd Munaf. But subhanAllah, when you read the books, you'll see, especially the Shia, and even from amongst the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jamaat, you'll find that the Barelvis have a very weird concept with regards to the Banu Umayyah. And when they speak about Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala and also, in a very subtle manner they speak, and Allah knows best. We should be clear, we should have the sound understanding that not only was Hazrat Amir Muawiyah a Sahabi, he was a Sahabi, his father was a Sahabi. And so the Banu, we love the Banu Hashim, and we also have the love for the Banu Umayyah. We have love for all of the companions. And they say that there was a difficult relationship between the Banu Umayyah and Banu Hashim. Subhanallah, when you do your research, you'll see that the love between Hazrat Hassan and Amir Muawiyah was such that Hazrat Hassan would come annually to meet Hazrat Amir Muawiyah in Syria. Every year, Hazrat Hassan would come from Medina Munawwara to meet Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala and in Syria when he was the Khalifa. Subhanallah al-Azim. Imagine that, my respected brothers. And when he would come, Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala and would give him a lot of dirham and dinar as gift to Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala and Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala and would then distribute that wealth amongst the people of Medina Munawwara. That is why amongst the Arab tribes, it is known that five were the best far-sighted leaders in the Arab community within the Arab tribes. And from amongst the five, they would say Amir Muawiyah was one of them. It was Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala and Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala and Mughira ibn Shu'bah. These three were the companions. Of course, not talking about the Khilafat of Hazrat Abu Bakr and Umar. Just between the tribes, the Arabs would say that the five were brilliant leaders, far-sighted individuals, charismatic leaders. And from amongst the five, you had Amr ibn al-As, Mughira ibn Shu'bah, and also Hazrat Amir Muawiyah, and also Hazrat Sa'ad, and two other individuals have also been mentioned. And so subhanAllah, we need to understand the Khilafat properly. You go to YouTube and you listen to bayans, and subhanAllah, all the filth and rubbish that is out there. A lot of the people say that that person speaks of Hazrat Amir Muawiyah in this way. Someone said Hazrat Amir Muawiyah had al-iyazu billah, poisoned Hazrat Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. Can you imagine that? And so that is also found in the books. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we understand the Khilafat of Sahaba-i Kiram ajma'een through scholars who have an understanding and who have the love of all the companions of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And inshallah, when we become selective in the knowledge that we take, that is very important. So that the aqeedah is sound of that individual when he speaks, there is no confusion. Because if there's confusion, and if somebody has even the slightest doubt of a Sahabi, that can be detrimental to his iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding, and inshallah ta'ala from the next few sessions we'll cover the khilafat of Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala an. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Muhammadin nabil ummi wa ala alihi wa sallim taslima. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Sami'na wa ata'na ghufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.